disappointment today. You've really been up against it throughout the campaign.
Indeed we have, Chris. It's another tough lesson today in the division we're in. But listen, at the start of the year we expected that, and we know these teams are of a standard, and we're just working away and building away. And like today was a funny scenario because the game really had meant nothing to us at the end of the league, and we're looking into the playoff next week. And I suppose we took it as an opportunity to sort of try players, you know, and give people a run out and sort of try and keep building to the future. So it's been a tough season, like, but nothing more than we expected at the beginning of the year.
And given the fact that you were perhaps bracing yourself for the playoff, was everybody playing a full tilt, or maybe even holding back a little bit for the next bigger assignment?
Well, I wouldn't say they're holding back now, because a lot of boys playing to their place there, and a lot of people trying to prove themselves, and the reality is we're trying to prove ourselves against better opposition. And like, don't get me wrong, that was a performance we put in today. Like, we didn't go up there for any half measures, and we maybe just weren't the usual steady team. But like, we were trying our best there against that team, and they're just of a good standard, to be honest, Chris. Like.
And what exactly is the situation now regarding the playoff?
The situation is we'll play that same team again in 2 weeks, and then in the first of the playoffs. And if we're not successful in that, we'll play the winners of the 3A competition then the week after. So with two bites of the cherry now. So
plenty still at stake.
Plenty still at stake. Like, and to be honest, like, you know, we know Wicklow's a good side, but in 2 weeks' time, we think maybe a more settled team and maybe more to play for. Like, we give them a better challenge in 2 weeks' time. Like, and that's what we're focusing on now. So 2 weeks, the next playoff against that same team.
Yeah. And in terms of the venue, is it a neutral venue?
It should be a neutral venue. Like, this morning, like, you know, we get the bus left for it this morning at 7 o'clock. Like, and so it's a long running players. It's difficult that way. So next week should be hopefully Monaghan or Cavan or somewhere to get a neutral venue, and it should be a lot closer for us and a better, less of an advantage to Wicklow.
And important to point out, Ardal, that, you know, it has been a difficult campaign, but you haven't been at full strength for quite a few of the games, and injuries haven't helped.
Aye, it's the same old story, Chris. Like, at this level, we need all your star players there. Like, in our team captain, Danny Cullen, still injured, unfortunately, and there's a Ronan McDermott, last year's All-Star, who's missing, and Marty McGrath and Christopher McDermott. You know, and there's a list of players there that's missing it. With, like, we need everyone. We need everyone in this crowd. You need everyone firing. Like, and I suppose the positive that was Mark Callaghan played today, back from injury, and he played well today. And James O'Donnell came on and featured too in the second half, back from injury. So, you know, they're still early in the recovery stage, but we're getting numbers back, and the sooner we get them back, the better. Although Ronan and Marty's out for the full season, more likely, but so we sooner get these players back, because we need all hands on deck. Like.
And how important is it to stay in Division 2B, do you feel?
Well, I suppose Division 2B is a difficult thing. Like, you're playing good teams every week, and you're getting heavy beatings, and maybe for a wee bit demoralising, maybe people don't understand, you know, and think that we're doing bad. But like, the reality is, like, we'd want to sort of stay up there and understand when we play a weaker division that we are getting a benefit, and we are getting sharper, and we are getting quicker. And for us, for development on the Gaul hurling, like, we want to stay up there, and we want to keep sort of progressing, and we want to play at the highest standard as we can. So, like, we want to stay up there. Like, there's no two ways about it, and we're trying hard for that.